Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Around the stars and back again. I love you till the morning down again. Oh, me pray. I really don't need the way it used to be.
Come here, don't blush, and let me kiss you on your ear. Woo! Well, hello, everybody. What's going on? I'm flipping your microphone's not on. What's up? Might have the mute button on. But everybody, how are you guys doing? This is Wendell Pipes, Campus Solar Records Radio, hanging out with Don on his evening drive, as he calls the afternoon drive. I hope you guys are good and all.
I hit the mute button. My bad. It was on my phone. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. You know what? That was music from... Did you hear that part? That was music from the legendary Melba Moore. I got to do this block. Music from the legendary Melba Moore from her Never Say Never album from 1983, of course, produced by the legendary Paul Lawrence. He's a friend of the show, by the way. I just want to remind you. Hopefully we'll get him back on the show, too. Before that, from 1991, music from Chris Walker, also a friend of the show, Take Time. Love that album, from Giving My All to You album. Of course, started the block off, I Really Don't Need No Light, from Jeffrey Osborne from 1982. The cool thing about that song is a real song because he's like, look, I don't need you to put on airs for me. I don't need to, look, I know you being phony. I don't need a light to see through you. You're right here. You're being phony. I don't like it.
What's the name of the song?
I really don't need no light by by Jeffrey Osborne. Hey, he's a friend of the show also, right? We had Jeffrey Osborne on the show a few years back. So
yeah,
shout out to Providence, Rhode Island's own.
That is my buddy. But anyway, I really don't. And so, do you know who we have on the line?
Man, please, I think I do, but surprise me. Let's see. My fingers crossed. Go ahead. Get her on.
I got her on. There she is. You hear that laugh. You know, she always starts out her dialect with a laugh. And then we have to all go, who that is.
Yes. I am so giddy right now. The lovely, Miss, the lovely, beautifully talented, Miss Linda Carrier hanging out. Dynasty. Yes.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Don. It's so nice to say hi to you. That's nice.
How you been?
Dynasty is in house, buddy. Dynasty is deep in house here.
Dynasty is in the house.
I see.
I'm well. Thank you.
We had a little audio difficulty. We had a little audio difficulty earlier, so I want to apologize to the listeners out there because I accidentally, I guess, hit the mute button on my phone. So when the song was going off, I'm here, I'm going and doing my thing on the air, and then Wardell's like, I can't hear you. And so Wardell just said, thank you for saving me. You saved my life, Wardell. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, because
John is busy right now, everyone.
Yeah, we are. That's what we're here for, man. That's why. That's why we're here. We're ready.
That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let the experts do it. I'm sorry. You know what? Wardell, since you're here, Strong J, you got to see Boomerang. That's what I did that off. Strong J, Linda just sang an excerpt from that song, and that I'm so happy. It's 2023. I feel good. We have Wardell. We have Linda on. Wardell, please, since you're on. And you're gonna hog the show because I'm making you hog the show. This is your block. Do your thing. Talk to the people. You were playing Farmer John earlier, so that's why you couldn't get on the show earlier. But what's on your mind right now, man?
Well, Farmer John, you know what's on my mind. Like I said, my heart is broken. But I was taking care of my horses earlier. That's what you mean, Farmer John. You're so silly.
Why is your heart broken?
Yes.
Well, you know,
why?
Just those people that died on that stuff, it exploded.
Oh,
as a
that's a very sad thing. Yes.
Yeah, it's very sad. Very sad.
Yeah.
Yep, and you know, and especially the little kid in there, you know. So it's just a sad thing. But you know, I would feel that way about anybody. I don't have to know you if something happened like that. That's just ugly. And
of
the craziest
course.
Part about it is that they're going down there where all these people died, and then they die right down there going down the street. It's just crazy. Like, get out of here.
Yep.
It's like when you go down deep, the pressure is so strong, you implode. So, and not
exactly.
explode, you implode. And
mm-hmm.
their chest, you know, they're saying that their chest probably impacted inward so much. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't even want to even think about seeing,
no.
you know, the bodies
no.
or anything.
No.
I don't want to think about that. It just, hopefully it was. Go ahead, Linda. I'm sorry.
Exactly on the line of what you're saying. The good thing, the liberating thing, was it happened very quickly. Before they even knew. The experts actually expected that, believed that it happened, but they couldn't say anything because that would have been unfair to and everybody in the world, Great Britain, France, Canada, everybody was helping to look. And then when they found the debris, they tried to say that first so that we found a debris field so that then it would be up to the Coast Guard to explain what that was when
mm-hmm.
they found the tail of the place. So the main thing out of all of, because there was a man, I forgot, he was an expert in that field, and he was in tears this morning. On one of the news channels, he had to control himself, and he said, "I'm sorry, I'm." You know, he was trying not to give it away, just to say that he was frightened for them, but he knew. And the blessing is, it went very, very quickly for them, and
yes.
they're fine.
Yes.
They're liberated now from the human condition, but it really, really happened very, very quickly. So. Probably before they were aware that it was going to happen. So we can just, you know, wish it's their families that are going to be suffering because they're liberated and we wish their families well and celebrate their lives. So very sorry.
Yeah.
To
okay. Well said. Well said.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. My heart is broken for that. But thank you, Linda, for saying that, what you said. That's beautiful. Well said. And so with that being said, I guess, Don, I'm doing this blog for real.
Yeah, you can do this blog, man. He always got to go back to the Delphonics and stuff, so I'm prepared for it because I love the Delphonics. I always tease him, but I love his taste in music and things like that. But I know, Linda, I wanted to ask you, because for all the listeners who are just tuning in and hanging out, we have, of course, Wardell is legendary in his own right, and we have the legendary Linda Carrier from Dynasty On. One of my favorite songs is Here I Am. And for all of those who are just kind of tuning in and just understanding the whole Dynasty solar thing going on or whatever, what was the mood in making that song and recording? Do you have a memory recording and singing that song?
I actually do have a memory. I do have a memory. It was, you know, it was, it really isn't going to be as dramatic as anybody would like. It was really just about the normal work that we did. But I remember that song hitting into the evening. And I remember
mm-hmm.
when Kevin did his verse, and we knew what we were doing. We knew the song enough, and we were going to record. And I remember singing my verse the first time and then going through the song, and it just was a very nice vibe. I mean, we were there at the studio together, all of us, and it wasn't an unusual experience. It just was, you know, our vibe was very comfortable. Leon directed things really well. We knew what we were going to do, and whatever changes he would feel at the time and direct you to sing it, you would do it right then, and that was that. I remember when we finished it that evening, and we're going, okay, well, that's it. And the next day, I remember that I was leaving to go meet, it's a terrible thing. If I thought of this before, Wardell might be able to figure out who the group was, but I went to the producer, I'm not producer, the promoter that took us to Nigeria had called and asked me, would I mind going to meet a group in Texas that he was bringing to Nigeria? And I can't think of who that group was, but I said, sure, really? And he said, yeah, you're really, you know, good with people. I can't come back to the States right now, and if you don't mind, if you would go and meet them and take them to dinner and make them comfortable and bring them to Nigeria, I would be really happy. And that's the second that was over of us recording Here I Am, I was getting ready to go to first Dallas, I think, and then Nigeria, Lagos, after that.
Wow. Yeah, I love that.
I can't think of the name of the group. I can't think of who it was.
Was it a solar group?
I don't, you know what, I'm not, I truly am not sure. I want to say somebody at the tip of my tongue, and that wouldn't be fair. I'm not sure who it was that he had booked for concerts in Nigeria. And I went to Dallas, and we had dinner, and we talked, and then I flew with them to Nigeria and flew back afterwards, and it was just fun. And you know, and I remember telling Dynasty, and they said, you're doing what, you know? And so, and I did. It was really fun.
So did we go to Nigeria after that or before that?
I think we had already been, because
that's how
I knew him. We had already been, and I was doing some other project at Solar. I got to do other kinds of projects, and that's how the promoter knew me as artist, obviously, but he knew about this other project I was doing, and he called me and said, Linda, is there any chance you would do this? You would bring a group to Africa? And I said, I would love it. The only thing is we're recording. If I'm done recording, I can do it. And we finished recording Here I Am the evening before I left the next morning.
Wow.
The fact that the memory from is so precise. It's you're telling that story so precise, you know, it's to me, that's to me a testament of who you are as far as, you know, what the love that you put in the music, and for you to tap into that moment in time and be precise about it. Oh my God.
Oh, cool.
But Wardell, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut y'all off.
No, you didn't. Thank you for saying that. I wish I could say the group I feel badly about, but I don't want to say the wrong, you know, guess the wrong group. What I enjoyed about it was we had had a wonderful time in Nigeria, and I was this weird kind of artist who got to do different kinds of things at Solar, like read a manuscript and write a critique on it. That was my favorite thing. And it was the promoter learn that, and you know, and so he was in a bind, and he said, is there any chance you would do that? And I said, I would love to do that. And so we just, it wasn't anything difficult. It was, really was just laughing with everybody and making sure they were ready to go. You know, we had dinner, and then the next morning it was flying out to Nigeria. So that was all. That was, it was great. It was lovely.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Linda?
Wydell, you cannot.
Did you fly from Dallas straight into Lagos, or did you go?
I don't remember. I truly don't remember the flight. I just remember that's where I met them, and we had dinner the night before. So the flight could have, you know, gone to anywhere, to New York, and then to there. I honestly don't know.
Yeah,
but, you know, it was
flight.
Yeah, I had enjoyed our experience in Lagos so much that it was just a lovely, you know, that was a job that was just lovely, that, you know, and we had the time, we were off. So but yeah, I remember that night that Kevin and I finished Here I Am, and that was that. And I, you know, and I was flying the next day.
All right. Well, with that being said, how about if we just play this song, and then we'll be back. We're chopping it up with Linda Carrier, Don Fleming, and Wardell Potts right now here on Solar Records Radio.
Ooh.
We'll be right back.
I'm When you feel like giving love, all you have to do is dial my number.
Wow. What a beautiful,
man.
Beautiful song. Lord have mercy. Linda.
Yes, sir.
Linda, right? You want to talk about that song right there? Because every once in a while, I play that song because sometimes we're talking and we just start singing stuff. And then that's one of the songs that I think that you like from Dynasty. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
I can only tell you that it's one of my favorites, and it was so early that I don't think it got heard enough. I mean, I thought, I mean, when you started playing it, I wasn't expecting it tonight. And I sang the entire song. And I still get wrapped up into the mood of it, the chords of it. Call me up. I mean, it's really cool to me. I really, well, you know, I love ballads. I mean, I love mid-tempo stuff a lot. But a ballad that's really saying something, I really, I honestly enjoyed it. It did, we didn't, I don't think we, if we performed it, it was just at the very beginning of our life as Dynasty. Because I really like that song. I bug Wardell with that. Everyone's, you know, we'll be talking about a million things, and if it comes to Dynasty, I'll talk about that was a song that I thought got overlooked. I thought it had a really cool, loving mood, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I listen to it, and I don't want to get into just the comparatives, but you can definitely hear, as far as just the influential, I can hear elements of the Silvers, you know, on that, which is you can hear, you know, even if you don't know who produced it, who's in the band, which Silvers in the band, which Silvers wrote it, if you're completely oblivious to it, but you knew the Silvers you could pinpoint that harmonizing. That reminds me of the Silvers, and it took you to a time. Mm-hmm. And when Linda sang it, in my opinion, again, and I don't want to, again, I don't want to feel like I'm buttering you up because you're here. I've always had these high praises of you. But when you sing, you know, you took it and gave it who Linda is, you know.
Okay.
And you know, no matter how you could say, oh, Silverish, it's Silverish, or the Silver-isms, or whatever word you want to associate with the Silvers.
Right.
But Linda took it, and Linda made it her own. You know, and that's
that's
amazing, a beautiful
thing.
Song.
That's the coolest thing ever. I mean, because come on, Leon Silvers was our producer, and so was main producer. So, of course, that makes sense. I don't even think of that, but when you say it, okay, I get it.
Right.
I mean, so that makes sense. Leon did it, and I remember it was the very beginning, and I remember really loving being wrapped up into the mood of that. That was one of the first songs we recorded. So that you give me any color or anything, you know, like it at all, I really remember that was one of the first things we recorded, and we're just getting to know each other. I loved that song. That was the one I liked.
Well, you know, I got to say, I want to say this, like, it really, really makes even more sense because Leon was just leaving the Silvers. He had just started this thing with Solar, you know, and so, of course, because he was the head honcho with the Silvers, you know, he was their producer as well. And so he's their producer, he's our producer, and so those elements are going to follow him wherever he goes. But I have to say, the second verse, Linda, you really took it someplace. Very special.
Oh, my
you
God.
Came,
you guys were trying to make me feel better? Really? I'm like leaning back going, really?
No, it's true. I think, you know,
again,
I'm the type of person, and whoever's on the show, but again, you know, because I have a special connection to you, but take the special connection out. But I want to give you your flowers while you're here. When you sung that song, you made that song, you Lindified that song, for lack of a better word, you know.
Wow. I Lindify.
Yeah, write that down.
I feel glued together better. Lindified. I have paper right here. I have a book. I'm writing Lindified, yeah. Don said.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm grateful that you and Wardell said that. I mean, you know, he's a writer, musician, producer. I'm so happy because I just remember in the beginning I regretted never doing it because that was the song I liked so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Wow.
Well,
hey,
thank you, guys.
Hey, it's our pleasure. And again, thank you for those songs. And thank you, Wardell, for playing the drums. I mean, for real, there's so many things I can thank both of you guys on, you know. It's to me, you know, as a kid, you know, growing up, and I say this, and I mean this,
mm-hmm.
as a kid growing up, you know, we talk about, you know, the music we grew up to, especially like the older generation, they say, oh, we grew up on Motown. We grew up on Muscle Shoals. You know, we grew
sure.
up on Chess
sure.
Records.
I grew up on
the Minneapolis Sound. I grew up on
mm-hmm.
Sonar. So that has
mm-hmm.
to be in the conversation for people in my generation, the generation's ears. You know,
okay.
yeah, it's very tantamount to our lives. And again, you know, what Dick Griffey did, I mean, it's to me, that's going to last, you know, any music lover out there, that's going to last way after we're on this earth. So I mean, man, take a, for
that's
real, both
really
of
cool.
you. I mean, take a bow to that, for real. Take a
wow.
bow.
Wow. I remember when I first, I don't, not when I first told Wardell, but when we were talking about old stuff and I talked about that, I mean, it's like if he and I did or do something, that would be a song I'd like to do just for the fun of it because I thought it had a really cool mood and I loved singing it. There was something cool about it. So thank you.
There's
thank
some strange
you
noise going on. You got it. Don, do you hear that noise?
That's on Don.
That's on me. What do y'all hear in the background?
I don't know. I heard it too.
I think that's Wardell. I think he's trolling.
That's is it Wardell? I'm doing nothing.
No, it's not
so
me.
It's not me.
It's not me.
Not me.
But anyway, Linda Carrier, you blessed us. You blessed our group.
Oh, please.
And you blessed the show. And we're grateful.
Oh,
we're grateful
God.
You came on and sharing. What's that noise? Lord, I know,
it's like a radio. It's like radio something. Happened.
That's not me. That's not me.
Okay, well,
there's nothing here.
I'm gonna turn my mic off and let Don take over. So, go ahead, Don.
I don't think anybody's
here
now.
I hear, no, I'm here. I hear,
okay.
What do I hear?
I know.
Do you hear anything now? Do you hear any background now? Because I have headphones, and maybe the headphones are catching some other. I don't know if it's catching like something from Mars, some music from Mars. I don't know, but
it might be. It was like a radio. It's radio from Jupiter, I think, because I heard
yeah,
it was almost
good.
Like there are the sounds. Yeah, but. Anyway, thank you guys for encouraging me and reinforcing me. I appreciate it. It was really fun just hearing the song.
Wow.
No doubt.
Well,
Wardell, go ahead, man. I know you played Dynasty. It feel like
okay.
you were obligated to play it, but I'll give you another block. I will give you another block.
No.
Because we got 26 minutes left of the show. No, we got 26 minutes left of the show. Again, I'm having a great time because I'm talking to you. We're having these conversations. I'm talking to you guys, and I just happened to look at the time on the audio board because the last time I looked at it, we were like at 50-something minutes. So now
mm-hmm.
we're at 26 minutes. So again, time flies when you're having fun. I'm serious. It's just one of those things. So we're there.
Yeah. You got Dynasty in the house, man. You got you. You're in Dynasty. getting all the dynasty love. You got Linda Carrier and you got me. So we're just having a good time with
you
hanging out with you, Don.
Exactly, hanging out with you, Don.
But I'm start this block off with a song that I wrote with a guy that I was talking to earlier today, and Linda Carrier.
You know the dude that knows the dude. That's the way you. The way you're introducing this. I know the guy that was on the bus
and
with
I,
the guy.
And what did Linda Carrier do? I heard that. What did I do? Where?
You're one of the lead singers on the song. You're Niger. So
really? Okay.
The guy I wrote the song with, Jamon Parker, and he's a friend of mine from out of Dayton, Ohio. And we had a great time. We wrote some stuff together. He came in and we was in Mom Silver's house, and they were working on a song. And we went into another room and we started working on something ourselves. And we came up with this song. So here you go, okay. Here on Soulite Records Radio, Don Fleming, Linda Carrier for Dynasty, and Wardell Price Jr. Here we go. We'll be back.
Yeah.
that was a fun song.
That was very fun.
We didn't get a chance to perform that. We got so crazy. We got so busy doing just, you know, everybody else at Dynasty.
Right.
Just didn't get the chance to go back out there after the first Galaxy of Stars tour. It was kind of sad. It's a sad reality, but you know what? It is what it is, because we can't cry for spilled milk, but man,
absolutely. Just reality.
Yeah, but we're still getting calls to come out to France and perform and go to other places and perform. But
that's,
you know, it's
what's
just
fascinating.
But just like most of you guys know that we lost a couple of our musicians last year. And so it's like, mm-hmm. you know, just trying to recover. It's just a lot going on. So, you know, we pray one day, if it's God's will, we'll get back out there and we'll be able to perform some
mm-hmm.
of these songs for you guys. And we thank
mm-hmm.
you for loving our music all these years and still remembering. Because every time I post stuff, you guys go, oh, man, that was the jam. Oh, man. And so thank you.
Amazing.
That's so encouraging. Yeah, that's so encouraging and stuff. So, but anyway, in closing, my beautiful friend, my beautiful sister, what else is on your heart? Anything on your heart you would like to share?
This was a nice visit to have. It was easy to interrupt you and Don, know you guys were doing this, and laughing ahead of time saying, this fits right now so I can call and bug them. And it's always, you and I always talk about music, about any kind. So, you know, if at any point we would do anything, our music would be full of lots of other colors too. I mean, Dynasty that they know. Yeah, and because we continue to grow and have real interest in all kinds of stuff. But it's really fun hearing this, and thank you guys for welcoming me and letting me be a part of this evening. I've had a really nice time. Thank you.
Yeah, Linda, as a matter of fact, she wrote a song on my new album that's coming out. See, we don't
Yay.
Stop. We keep on leaning. We're leaning on each other. So I'm grateful for that. So we get to, you know, you get to see, like, different elements outside of Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this is, you know, and so. And also, it's not just that. We're so much older, we have a different perspective now, you know, and so,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, you know, we matured, you know, so now we're
exactly.
not talking about, it's not just about shaking your booty anymore. it's about, you know, I think one of the lyrics that Linda was saying in the song is, are you ready to face it, you know?
Are you ready to face it? That's true. Yeah, thinking about things about this world is wild and even worse than we're ready to talk about. It's difficult there. You know, I just pray that leaders of all countries, I mean, I don't want to get too deep, but hear God in their ears and be careful about how they are affecting their people and every people in this world. It's a very wild time. So that's true. That song is a very up and hopeful way of saying, let's join together and sing and dance and march in the street, but in a warm way. Unite and face
exactly.
what this is. Yes.
Right.
That's
and no
true.
One's better than the other. No one's better than the other.
Oh, please.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're everybody. Right. No one's better than anyone. No one is less than anyone. We are all the same. God's kids. That's it.
There you go. Amen. So,
lots of lessons.
But anyway, guys,
so,
So we look.
So thank you guys for letting me hang out, and I'd like to come again and say hi to all the listeners. And
yes, that's definitely.
Is bringing that other session, Wardell.
Yeah. I know, Don.
Don has brought back that other studio session.
What did I do?
That noise.
I brought back the noise.
Yeah. Now we know.
It sounds like the garbage truck on a Monday
it's
morning.
It's gone. It went away. It went away, Don.
Yes.
It was my headphone.
Okay.
There you go.
It used to be my Bluetooth. I have a new phone, and not making excuses. I'm just letting other people know I have a new phone, and it's a new cheap phone, and my Bluetooth doesn't recognize my Bluetooth, my cordless headphones. So I had to put my cord headphones from my PlayStation. So and that's the feedback I'm getting. So.
Yes,
it sounds like a
studio session somewhere down the block, and then it sounds like like waste management, the garbage truck on Monday morning.
Oh my God! Don't pour it on. Just let it go. don't lay it on deep now. I'm already feel bad.
Yeah, we have to lay it on. Steve, it's not to feel bad. It's for us to laugh. We have to laugh. You too, Don. It's not
I
a
know.
Big thank you guys for letting me be part. Thank you for letting me be part of the evening, okay? I'm going to leave and not interrupt so much again, but I'd like to come back. I had a wonderful time. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're so welcome, dear.
Okay, cool.
Linda, I'm gonna play your chorus song right now. This Linda loves the chorus of this song.
Which one? Which song?
It's gonna surprise you.
I want to know so I can sing.
I'm gonna get this song.
Oh. Wait until tonight, boy. If you think you're
someone.
Wait until tonight.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. Always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at once. If you think you're moaning now, wait until I'll be home.
Everybody needs somebody to love. You have that someone, baby. Cause I've done my time, and it's your turn now.
Bill Withers, Harlem from 1971. Got 5 minutes left to the show. We're about to wrap it up, man. What a show. Shout out to Linda for hanging out with us. What an amazing woman. I know that's your buddy from years and years ago being with Dynasty, but she's just a sweetheart, man. And she, yeah. she hurt my feelings a little bit about the phone, so, but, you know, it's all good.
She was just trying to let you know in a nice way.
Remind the people what's going on tomorrow.
Tomorrow we come to the town of Los Angeles Records here on Soul Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to chime in, if you have any questions about what happened, how things happened, how things went down, specific things like, how, you know, in the studio working with, you know, Leon Silvers, and how did that go, or, you know, how did you guys start this music? Did you start off with the bass, and or did you start off with vocals first and then with the music, or did you start with the music first and come with the vocals? Whatever your questions may be, you know, we'll do our best to answer you. If we don't have the answer, we'll get the answer. But, you know, I'm always going to do my best to answer your question. And I love the questions because it really makes my brain, you know, like, burn, like, whoa, man, I haven't thought about that sometimes. So we look forward. If you want to call in, this John Don, can you tell them the number off of this right there on the screen?
The what
the
now?
Call in number?
The
call-in
number.
The call-in number,
646-668-8537. 646-668-8537.
Right, and if you're a little shy and not really want to be on the radio, then it's cool. Just send us a message through Messenger. You know, you can send it to me or Don, and we'll answer your questions. So, so we'll get your questions answered. So we thank you guys so much for supporting us. Please go to our website, SolarRecordsRadio.com, and check it out. See some of the pictures, see all the different things that happen in Solar. And also, we have a store there if you want to buy something from the store, or if you just want to donate, you know, just say, hey, we appreciate what you guys are doing, because we are indie radio station. We take care of ourselves. We don't get, you know, we're not like a major. We're indie, like the indie artists. We're indie radio station. So anything, any contribution,
there you go,
is a blessing to us. We appreciate you guys.
All right.
So there you go. That's what's happening.
Yes, we definitely appreciate. We definitely appreciate and look forward to hanging out with you tomorrow again, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. So the music, the artists, just the good times. So make sure you tune in 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Wardell Pod Jr., I'm Don Fleming. Close out a little Star Point. Bring Your Sweet Loving back, 1982. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys have a great Thursday night. We are out. See you later, Wardell.
All right, buddy. God bless.